Good day. Today is September 5th, 2023. Depending on where you are in the world, it could be September 4th or 6th, for all I know. This is May, also known as everyone's favorite she-devil. And lately, if you've watched my show, if you listen to my radio show, I'm also Dr. Chaos. Ha! Anywho, today, this will be my, I guess, my third ever podcast to actually do regarding technology. And I'm actually looking forward to setting this one up and seeing what I can break. I just got today the Samsung Z Flip 5. My Samsung S22 Ultra was a pretty cool phone. Still love it. But it was time to upgrade and get something new. So I am going to let you know about the Flip 5. That is a cool little phone, size-wise. I went to T-Mobile today, and I'm like, okay, I love the description of the phone, but I would like to see one before I make my final decision. I was already 90% sure I was going to walk out of the store with one. So when I saw the Flip 5, the demo ones at the stores, at least at T-Mobile, they have in the open position. And it is pretty long, about as long as the Samsung S22 Ultra's things, but it's really thin. So it's not as thick as the S22 Ultra's. And so I had to ask him, like, okay, how do you flip this thing close? So I did. I flipped it close. Well, at the start, let me make sure I don't turn on the power because I'm not ready for that yet. Flipped it close. And it turns into a cool little square. I call it a square. Some people think it's a rectangle, but it's a little short to be a rectangle. To me, it looks like a square. And I'm like, I'm going to forget I have this thing in my pocket, in my pouch, in my something. I'll be like, where is my phone? So yes, it is a cool little phone. So I'm going to describe this phone to you. So I'm going to open it back up. So now I have it in the open position. The cameras, the two circles, you want those facing away from you and in the top right. So that will be the back of your phone. That's in the cameras, or camera, is in the top half of the Flip 5. The bottom half, if you have not removed it yet, is a sticker. Not sure what that sticker is. Probably has some number on it. That's important. But that will let you know that you have it facing the right way for those of you that are tactile oriented. Cameras are on the top half. Stickers on the bottom half. So, going along the right side of your phone, again, with the cameras facing away from you, on the left side of the phone, you have your, or sorry, on the right side of your phone, you have the volume button. That's going to be the first thing you come across. It is slightly raised, so you'll know it's there. You go a little bit below that, that's going to be your power button. It is almost flush with the phone. So it's going to be interesting to see what it looks like when it's in the case. Also, the power button is has a built-in fingerprint sensor, so that's where your fingerprint sensor is going to be for the Flip 5. It's not actually on the phone. That's going to take some getting used to. Again, the volume button and the power button is on the top half of the phone on the right side. Going to the other side, to your left side, top half still, on the left side, that elusive SIM tray that you have to always find to put your SIM cards in, if you still do with SIM cards. For those of you that have eSIMs, you don't have to deal with that part. I had the S22 Ultra, and my SIM card tray was at the bottom of the phone, like next to your USB port. Like, seriously? What a weird place to put it. So here, on the Flip 5, it is on the left side of the phone, slightly below the top. So you just want to slightly move your finger from the top down a little bit, and you'll find that little tiny hole, and that's where your SIM tray is. Again, this is also on the top half of the phone when it is open. There is nothing that I can tell on the bottom half, so you don't need to worry about that. Now, when you close the flip phone, things change slightly. So now, with the Flip 5 closed, it's a nice little square or rectangle or whatever shape you want to call it. The cameras are facing you and they will be on the bottom right. That's where the cameras are. The underside of your phone, of course, is your sticker. So, you know, that's the bottom. That's the underside. Nothing there. Nothing important. Now, on the left side of the top half of the phone, when it's closed, your SIM tray is now toward, you know, if you're holding it and the cameras are facing you, it's more toward the bottom edge of that left side on the Flip 5. Going over to your right side, the first button you're going to come across, going from top to bottom, is going to be your power button. Again, remember, it's almost flush to the phone. Then it'll be your volume buttons. You know what? I wonder if when it's closed, if volume up is now close to the power button and volume down is not. And when it's open, it's also reverse. That's something to figure out. Anyways, so that is the layout of the Flip 5. Pretty simple. With it open and with it closed. The cable, of course, the USB where you charge it, that is, of course, where it always is. On the bottom of the phone, on the bottom half, or when it's closed, the under half, underside, or whatever you want to call it. When you take the Flip 5 out of the box, don't toss the top of the box aside and, you know, accidentally throw it away. That's actually where your cable will be, which is a USB-C to USB-C cable. And that is where your SIM card ejector will be. Also, those lovely instructions that probably nobody actually reads, but they have to include them. And then in the actual box, that's where your Flip 5 will be. It is not folded in the box. It's actually unfolded. It's in its open position. So you have a nice little flat phone waiting in there for you. Okay, now we are going to move to the fun stuff and see if I can actually get my phone on and activated or set up or something. So bear with me one moment, please. I'm going to press the power button and see if we can get it turned on. And there is a vibrating, so that's a good thing. I like the part that the Samsung phone vibrates at you to let you know that your phone is powering on. So I'm going to wait a few more moments to give it time to do its thing. And then I am going to try and load TalkBack by using the volume keys. I'm going to give it another moment to finish loading. All right, so now I'm going to try and load TalkBack. So I'm going to press the volume keys now.
Press and hold both volume keys for 3 seconds to use TalkBack.
Okay, pressing again.
TalkBack on. Service provider update. Restart button.
All right.
Double tap to activate.
For those of you that may not know, to load TalkBack for the first time, with the Samsung phones, or probably any phones now, you press and hold the volume up and down key at the same time, and you hold it until she starts talking the first time. Then you release, and when she's done talking, you press and hold the volume keys for another 3 seconds or so until TalkBack completely kicks in, and you can release. So it's wanting me to restart so that way it can,
Service provider there we updated. Go. Your phone will restart to configure restart button.
So I'm going
to
tell it to restart so that way it can configure.
Allow TalkBack to make and manage.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully it will do its thing and load up and bring up TalkBack right away. Right now it's vibrating at me like crazy. I'm assuming that is a good thing. It is vibrating at me still. I am still waiting and hoping that, oh, there's another vibrate. Okay, so I'm assuming that's still a good sign. You know, really should try and remember these things when resetting up new phones. Like, does TalkBack come back on automatically? Oh, yeah, so I didn't notice with T-Mobile that when I powered up the phone, the T-Mobile sound did not come on. Like, that's some weird stuff. Hey, why are you not talking?
Press and hold both volume keys for 3 seconds to use TalkBack. TalkBack on. Welcome to TalkBack.
All right, and there we go.
Welcome to TalkBack. Page 1 of 5. TalkBack is a screen reader intended for situations or people who have difficulty seeing the screen. It gives you spoken feedback.
All right, so my phone has restarted. I did have to tell it to reload TalkBack. Again, I use the volume keys for that. And now I'm going to go through the process of setting up my Samsung Z Flip 5 phone.
Screen off.
Once I wake it back up. I do hope that this small demo was helpful to you. If you have any comments, please feel free to leave them on my blog at mayanderson.net under this section. Or if you're listening to the podcast that's under Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple, and things like that, just leave a comment and let me know what you think. Again, my name is May. On the social media world, it's She Devil or Dr. Chaos. Thank you for joining me.